As part of almost 200 shows at the Philly Fringe Festival, Center City's Wilma Theater has opened its season with a new play that looks in on four black men who've died. They're strangers waiting to find out what happens next. WHYY's Howard Shapiro says the show is a high mark of this year's festival. He offers this review.
Kill Move Paradise at the Wilma is a stunning new play and a riveting production. And if you're up for theater that challenges you to see something in a new way, this show's for you. Three black men and one who's not yet a man are dropped, one by one, onto a white stage that ramps severely upward toward the theater's rear wall. The isolated place isn't heaven. It's more of a waiting room. All the characters have died in some fashion, and the details about the end of their lives are unclear to us. It takes each one a while to figure out that they're all dead. Each tries hard to remember how or where it happened.
Looking down at my daughter and her crib.
You?
The 28 bus.
You?
Breakfast. Regular stuff.
Something ain't right.
Keep trying to remember.
Wait! Is this a support group?
Wait. They wait urgently for whatever will be the next step in their journey. As they get to know each other, a fax machine on the stage floor intermittently shoots out the names of people with matching fates. It's clear that none of them died from natural causes. Kill Move Paradise is an 80-minute look at how they adapt, what they learn from each other, and who they were and essentially still are. It's as funny as it is intense, laden with the vivid street talk of the hood and dialogue that feels always real. It's written by the Philadelphia-based theater artist James Iams, whose career has taken off over the years on Philadelphia stages, first as an actor and then as a director and playwright. He's a member of Hot House, the Wilma Theater's core troupe. The rigors for that group of artists are both intellectual and physical, and Wilma's artistic director Blanca Ziska stages Kill Move Paradise to be as demanding physically as it is in the way it explores ideas. The actors are the impressive ensemble of Lindsay Smiling, Anthony Martinez Briggs, Brandon Pierce, and Avery Hannon. From the first knockout minute to the last beautiful image, Kill Move Paradise is a rewarding piece. It runs through September 23rd. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.